fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Western United States, bands of outlaws roamed the new territory. Holdups and rustling were common crimes, and in some districts, the outlaw leaders became so powerful they seized the reins of government. The honest settlers could find no one to champion their rights at the bar of justice until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for law and order. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Placer Corners! There's going to be trouble! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The son of Silver galloped at the side of the Lone Ranger and Tonto as they guided Silver and Scout along the trail. At dusk, they could see a town in the distance.
We'll spend the night there, Tonto. I want the colt to have a day or so to rest up and put on a little weight.
That good?
Traveling as we have has been good for the youngster. We don't want to make his training too strenuous.
Not right.
How about it, Silver, old fella? You'd think Silver understood every word we said, wouldn't you?
Silver, no. What kind?
Shots. Seems to be something going on in that town.
Plenty of color in the street and plenty of excitement.
I see what it is.
What?
There's an election campaign going on. Tonto, that's Placer Corners. I remember now. They're going to elect a sheriff.
You hear about that?
Yes, I've heard about it. Well, we'll find a stable for the son of Silver, then have a look around the town. I'll disguise my face and take the mask off. Come on, Silver.
Election Eve in Placer Corners. For years, Old Hickory had been elected without any opposition. But this year, young Lanny Perkins was running against him and seemed to have gained an edge in popular favor. Even Bart Jones, one of the town's oldest inhabitants, had come out for the younger generation as he stood at the bar in the cafe, and his announcement had been greeted with cheers. But Abe Simmons, another grizzled veteran, ranged alongside and called him to task.
Bart, there ain't a bigger fool in this cafe than what you are.
None may be excepting you, Abe Simmons. You just won't advance with the times. You just think things is the same as they've been for the last 10 years.
I think Old Hickory has always been a good sheriff, and I don't see no reason for changing now. Lanny Perkins ain't nothing but an upstart. Him sheriff.
Oh, I ain't saying Old Hickory ain't a good man, but he's wore out and stove in. And what we need is a younger man for the job of sheriff.
Lanny Perkins, I suppose.
Lanny Perkins.
Ow.
Oh, stop it, you old goat.
Bart, you know well enough there ain't a squarer or more honest man in the whole state than old Hickory.
Perkins is honest, and besides that, he's younger.
How'd we know he's honest? How do we know? We don't know nothing about Perkins. Ain't never had the chance to profit by being dishonest. No wonder he's been honest so far.
All right, what's Hickory done in the past year? Has he caught any crooks?
Well...
Has he?
No, he ain't. But there's reason for it. There ain't been no crooks to catch. That's why he ain't caught none. He's cleaned up Placer Corners till there ain't no more cleaning up to do.
Lanny says there's plenty of crooks the sheriff could catch if he weren't deaf, dumb, and half blind.
That's what comes of listening to his smooth talk. You're believing what Lanny Perkins says.
Why not? Has he got any reason to say what ain't the truth?
Plenty. He wants that job of sheriff.
He wouldn't lie to get it.
Oh, he wouldn't, huh? There's my man. Hi there, Hickory. Look, that's old Hickory coming in. Hey, Hickory.
You seem to be the only one that's glad to see him.
Hello there, Abe. Evening, Bart.
Oh, hello, Hickory.
Hickory, I'm for you for the sheriffing job. I'm for you. You can count on me.
Thanks, Abe. It's sure good to know that I've still got a couple of friends in Placer.
Hickory, I'm still your friend. Only I figure young Lanny Perkins is a better man for the job of sheriff.
Well, then vote for him, Bart. That's your privilege.
I'm going to. I should think you'd be glad to get out of office, Hickory. You can marry the widow and settle down to farming. Lanny's a-coming in. Hi there, Lanny!
Set him up, barkeep. Drinks for the house. Name your poison, boys. I'm buying.
I wonder if he is.
Look at him, Hickory. You see how he gets votes? Buys drinks for everyone whenever he comes in here.
Yes, I know it, Abe.
He's a regular fella. He's got everyone with him.
I'd like to know who's paying for all the drinks he buys.
You don't think he pays for them himself?
I know doggone well he don't.
Then who does?
Oh, evening, stranger. Reckon I should have looked around before I spoke.
Who are you?
Just passing through your town. There seems to be a lot of excitement about the election.
There's the next man to be sheriff.
I gathered that. I wonder why.
You wonder why?
Now, there's a curious thing to say, mister.
Seems to me that someone must be mighty eager to have a new sheriff.
By ginger, the stranger's right.
Now, Abe, don't
I'll see you men again.
You heard what the stranger said? Someone is mighty anxious to have a new sheriff. Being as Hickory has always been honest, maybe someone wants a different kind of man in the job.
Don't say them things, Abe, unless you can prove them.
But Hickory,
now,
don't
you... Now, I'll shove on, boys. Thanks for feeling about me like you do, Abe.
No, you can count on me, Hickory. I ain't going back on you after all these years.
The Lone Ranger had joined Tonto outside the crowded, noisy cafe. They stood in the shadows, and the masked man considered what he had seen and heard. At last, he reached a decision.
Tonto, I think we'll spend a few days here in town.
You not like idea, new sheriff, huh?
I don't like the way everyone is voting against old Hickory. There's a reason for it, Kemosabe.
What reason?
Someone with a lot of money is anxious to see old Hickory defeated. Well, there must be a reason for that.
What?
I don't know yet. I saw some men on the plains while we were heading this way. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
I spoke about them at the time.
Look. There goes sheriff.
Old Hickory. Look at the way his head is bowed. He knows he's going to be beaten in a fight that isn't fair.
Tain't as if it was a fair deal. Tain't like it'd be if Perkins wasn't spending so much money for drinks and things, loaning everyone in town whatever cash they wanted to borrow. Tain't that I mind losing an honest election. It's just the ideal thing. Well...
Oh, Hickory. Come in, Hickory.
Evening, Kate.
You been around town?
Yep.
How's election look, Hickory?
Kate, I ain't a chance. Not even an outside chance.
Oh, Hickory.
The boys all say that the jail ain't been used for the past year. They say that I ain't done a doggone thing in my office.
But of course the jail ain't been used. Every crook gives this town plenty of room. They all know you won't tolerate no crooks in town. Jail's empty because you done your work so good.
Oh, well... Maybe I've been sheriff long enough anyhow.
What sort of sheriff will young Perkins make?
I don't know.
You don't think he'll make a good one?
Kate, he's spending lots of cash getting elected. Someone's putting up that cash.
Uh-huh.
And they ain't putting it up without figuring on getting something for it. I'm just wondering what Perkins will have to do to pay back all the cash he's spending. Tain't good when a man goes into office owing lots of people. Tain't right.
Well, I don't suppose there's much we can do about it, is there?
Nothing but wait till election tomorrow. Then when Perkins is elected, turn the office over to him and wish him good luck.
Well, now I wonder who that might be. I don't have callers frequent. Good evening, I...
Please let me speak to you.
The masked man.
Masked. You get your hands up. Masked, I'm...
Take it easy, Hickory. I want to ask you a few questions.
I said hoist your hands.
Put your gun away. You don't need it.
I
came to ask about Lanny Perkins. How long has he been around this town?
About a year. Why?
What do you know of him before that time?
Nothing. I only look...
What has he done during the year in town?
Now, look here. I'm holding a gun on you. I ordered you to put your hands up.
Come, Hickory, answer my question. What has Perkins done since he came here?
He ain't done nothing.
Earned no money?
No, but he spent plenty of money. He's been a hail fellow well met, and he's got everyone in town on his side on account of it.
That's what I wanted to know.
Are you, or ain't you going to get your hands up?
No, Hickory, I'm not. I have too much to do before the election starts in the morning. Tell me one thing more.
Eh?
How long does the election last?
Till noon. But what about it?
And what is done with the ballot box?
The election committee seals her up, and it's held till the votes are counted.
How soon is the result of the election known?
Oh, long about sunset, I reckon.
Thanks.
Now, you hold on.
We'll see each other again, Hickory.
I said wait. Consign you do what I say.
Come on, Silver.
Lanny Perkins' generosity reached a new high that evening. And as the hours passed, more and more of the men in town declared themselves in his favor. The crowd left the cafe and marched up and down the main street. Torches were lighted. The shouts and cheers were all for Lanny. At last, one of the men jumped up on the porch of the sheriff's office and made a speech for the younger candidate.
I say Perkins is the man. He's young and on the level. There ain't a man in town has a thing he can say against Lanny Perkins.
Perkins ain't experienced like old Hickory.
Who wants old Hickory? Nobody.
Nobody.
Remember, boys, vote for a man that'll do the town some credit. Vote for Lanny Perkins.
I got more than I can stand of this. I'm getting home.
What's the matter, Abe? Can't you take a licking?
Vote for a man that'll make some use of our jailhouse. Vote for Lanny Perkins.
Pack of dimwit idiots, that's what they are. Pack of dimwit idiots.
You, fella.
Huh?
You come.
Now, see here, Redskin.
You come. Hunter won't talk.
Hey, what's the meaning of this? Leave me be.
You go this way. Friend won't see you.
I'm not going. He's up on my collar.
Better now.
It's all right, Abe.
Hey, who's that?
Matt Friend.
Come with me, Abe. I want to have a talk with you.
Your mask. Hey, what's this mean?
You ride with me. We'll get out of town so we can talk without being disturbed.
I ain't riding nowheres with a mask, man. I ain't...
Come on.
Let
get
go.
Saddle.
Ouch!
That's better, Abe. We're friends of old Hickory.
You look like it. Wearing a mask and making me get aboard this white horse. You look like friends of old Hickory.
Nevertheless, Abe, we are his friends, and we want to see him win the election.
What's making off with me got to do with him winning? I'm one of the few votes he'll have.
You'll find out more about it when we've had a chance to talk. All right, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout!
Hail Silver! Hoy!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue our story. Long after midnight, on the same evening the Lone Ranger took Abe to his camp, Lanny Perkins rode out of town. He followed the trail to the west for several miles, and then as he passed a cluster of great rocks, someone called to him from the shadows.
Hey, Perkins.
Hello?
This way, Perkins.
Right.
You're right on time.
I told you I'd be here, Slade.
How's the election look?
Everything is set. I'll win in a walk.
Good.
Where's the other boy, Slade? You here alone?
Yeah. There was no need for the rest to come. I just wanted to make sure everything was working out like we planned it.
It is.
Tomorrow at this time, you'll be sheriff, huh?
Ain't no doubt of it. And I'll see that you boys are treated right.
You'd better. It's cost a plenty to let you strut around town blowing money right and left for the past year.
It'll prove a good investment, Slade. Remember one thing, though.
What's that?
I expect to get rich along with the rest of you.
You will. You play along with us, Perkins, and we'll see that you ain't no cause to regret it. And we'll meet you at your house tomorrow evening after the election is all over with.
Right.
That's all we wanted to see you for. You need more cash?
Well, it won't do no harm to have some extra in case some of the boys need to lend up a little cash tomorrow before they cast their vote.
Yeah, then. Take this.
Right. I'll be getting back to town now. So long, Slade.
See you tomorrow.
Meanwhile, in the Lone Ranger's camp...
So you think the voting will be finished before noon, Abe?
Sure it will. It always has been. It don't take long.
All right, then I'll be close at hand when the ballot box is locked.
Look, how do I know you ain't telling me all this just to make a lot of trouble for me?
Why should I want to make trouble for you?
I don't know, but I...
You understand just what you're to do, don't you?
Yeah, sure, only...
You'll do it?
If I could only see where it made sense,
It will make sense, Abe. It might result in Hickory continuing as sheriff.
If there was a chance of that, I'd sure do most anything.
And do just what I told you tomorrow. Can I count on you?
You can. By Juniper, you can.
Very well. Look for me as soon as the balloting is closed.
The next day, as the settlers came from all parts of the county to cast their vote for sheriff, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stood in a small stable near the Son of Silver.
Keep watch down the road, Tonto. Let me know when the voting is ended.
Fella shoot gun when boat stop.
Well, listen for it, then. Getting anxious to be on the go again, young fellow? It won't be long now. Pretty soon you'll be running across the plains again alongside your big father. Look, Tonto, he watches when I speak, just as Silver always has.
Him plenty smart.
Another week or so, and we can take him back to Missouri. He'll be trained as well as he can be at his age.
Missouri take plenty good care of horse.
I know he will. I wouldn't let anyone have this colt unless I was sure he'd have good care.
Not many fella left to vote now.
Abe said the voting would be done by noon. Well, it looks as if he would be right.
Sam.
I'm voting for you, Lanny. Yes, Tony.
Thanks, Sam. Every little bit helps.
Hickory, look at the way Perkins is grinning and strutting over there.
Well, Kate, maybe that's the way to get the votes in this day and age.
Oh, what's the country coming to? Them fool men think more of Larry Perkins on account of the cash he's thrown around than they do of you for all the years of faithful service you showed the county.
I know, Kate.
Howdy, Hickory.
Oh, Abe. Don't look too good, does it?
So far, I don't, Hickory. Fact is, I don't think you got more than a half a dozen votes all told.
It's a sin and a shame, that's what it is.
But don't give up yet.
What do you mean, Abe?
Well, I know something that I ain't telling about.
What's that?
I ain't saying, ma'am. Just you wait and see.
Abe, you ain't scheming anything.
Now, Hickory. Hey, look, there's Hank getting ready to announce the voting is closed.
That ends it, gents. The voting is all closed. There ain't to be no more shoving of ballots into the box.
Now watch, Hickory.
Hey, who's that coming on the white horse?
Hickory, he's masked.
Silver!
Why, it's the same hombre with a mask.
Stand aside. Out of the way there, you'll be run down.
Out of the way! He's masked!
Come on, Silver! Bell, Silver!
He's got the ballot box!
Stop him! He stole the ballots!
Stop him!
They're coming, you something iron!
Get after him!
There goes our election!
Hey, old Silver! Away!
Hey, who is
is that man? Anyone know who he is?
Maybe you do, Hickory.
No, I don't.
Well, gents, you can't count the votes now.
Hickory schemed this. It's a trick. It's a trick on your part, Hickory. Just so the votes couldn't be counted.
Yeah, that's right.
Hickory didn't plan nothing at all. It wasn't his idea.
Boys, calm down and listen to me a second.
You won't get away with a trick like that, Hickory.
Perkins, don't you charge me with
I charge you.
Still, won't you listen to me? You too, Hickory. Let me say something.
Say it then.
The ballot box is stole, so we can't count the ballots. That much is sure, ain't it?
Likely sure. When it comes back, if it ever does, the votes will all be changed.
You think that, Perkins?
I think it was an underhanded scheme to beat me. Hickory figured he would have a pod take the ballot box and change a lot of the votes in it.
That ain't true.
Now, wait. If that's the case, it'll be better not to count the votes in that box, even if it does come back, won't it?
Well, yeah.
So what I say we better do is hold the whole election over again.
If we do, Hickory won't get any votes. Not after a trick like that one. No.
Hold the election over. Ain't that the only fair thing to do, boys?
Yeah, that's all right.
Start voting again right now, then. We can be done by nightfall.
Well, I can't do that, Perkins. We gotta wait a few days.
Why have we?
Well, there's lots of folks from farms and ranches around here that has to be told about another election. They gotta have the chance to come in and vote again, ain't they?
Abe's right there.
Only fair thing to do is to wait 2 or 3 days and spread the word the election's gotta be done all over.
Strikes me as a lot of waste of time. We all know who was elected.
Now, Perkins, if you was elected once, there's no reason why the same result wouldn't show in the second election, is there?
No, I suppose not.
Unless there's a lot of objection, let's have Hickory go on being the sheriff till Friday this week when we hold the voting again. That suit everybody? That's the way of it, then. Come on, Hickory. Let's me and you get over to Miss Kate's place.
I'd give a lot to know why that masked man stole the votes.
You'll see, Hickory.
You know something about it, Abe, you doggone old tadpole. Well,
maybe you do. I ain't saying.
It was a busy afternoon for old Abe. He followed the Lone Ranger's instructions to the letter. Then after dark, he called on Hickory once more.
Now, Hickory, it's time we went into action.
Meaning how?
You just come along with me.
Where are you going?
We got some calls to make, Miss Kate. Hickory, you better bring your shooting irons, too. I got a hunch you'll be needing them.
Next time I get the drop on that...
It ain't him you'll want the drop on.
Who then?
Come on now, I'll show you.
Hickory, you'll be careful now.
What horse is that?
Come on, you'll see.
Looks white.
Good evening, Hickory.
That voice. Are you the same?
I told you we'd see more of each other. There are lots of strangers in town tonight, Hickory. Had you notice?
What of it? What's the idea of stealing that ballot box? Why
did
you...
Did you get the men I told you to?
I sure enough did.
But who?
I got Banker Sledge, Tim Furlow, the express office, the biggest cattleman in the region, the lawyer, and the storekeeper. Reckon they're the most upstanding citizens in town.
Good.
They're the main ones that started Lanny Perkins on the road to being sheriff.
Where are we going? What are those men in on?
We're going to a meeting, Hickory. A meeting that is being held in Lanny Perkins' house right now. How about your guns?
I got them.
Good. Come on, then.
Inside Perkins' home, the candidate for sheriff sat across the table from two heavily built and bearded men.
So you ain't the sheriff yet, Perkins?
Not yet, Slade, but I...
Now, look here. You ain't trying no tricks on us, are you?
Of course not.
It wouldn't be safe, Perkins.
Let me explain.
Who is the sheriff?
Hickory.
I told you it wasn't safe for us to show up in town while that old fool had authority.
Now, wait, let me explain. I will be the sheriff as soon as the election's over.
Ain't it?
No, it's got to be done over again.
Why?
The box with all the votes in it was stolen.
Stolen? Who stole it?
Well, I don't know. We're to have another election on Friday.
Is there any question about you being elected?
No, I'll be elected all right enough, Slade. You boys needn't worry about that.
You'd better be.
I will. You needn't look at me like that.
Look at you like what?
As if you thought I was double-crossing you.
I was only thinking, Perkins, that if you wasn't the sheriff, then we'd sure have to get back all the cash we laid out. And if you couldn't pay it back, we'd just have to take it out in your hide. That's all.
Hey, quiet. He's done his part.
Tain't my fault that the masked man, whoever he was, made off with the ballot box. I reckon it was some trick on the part of old Hickory. The galoot likely thought he would have the votes in the box switched or something.
Any chance of that being done?
No, because we ain't going to count the votes, even if the box is found. We'll have a whole new election.
All right, then.
Now, you boys better slip out of town before daybreak and lay low for one more week.
We've been laying low a plenty long time.
One more week won't hurt nothing.
Then I'll be in office and you can all come into town.
Then by Juniper, the law will capture a few crooks.
That's all I ask of you boys. I'll play along with you, help you all I can. Only whenever you do something, you've got to leave evidence that'll point to someone I can arrest.
We will.
There's one old stove in Galute named Abe. You can frame him for near anything. His partner named Bart can be framed easy, too.
What about old Hickory?
Now, that's going to be a problem. He'll recognize you, man, even with the beard you've grown.
Then we can't leave him alive.
Be better if you dispose of him.
We will. Can't take no chances.
I'm telling you, boys, this town is ripe for picking.
Yeah?
In the year I've been here, I've been getting a line on things. I can tell you how best to get at the bank, the express office, and a dozen other places where there's easy cash.
You reckon we picked the right man, didn't we, boys?
Look so straight. What?
Ice your hands. Ice them all of you.
Hickory.
You. Watch it. That's a fast, Slade.
My hand.
You ain't hurt, Slade. Last man just shot the gun on your hand. And I'm hanged if it ain't Black Barton and Scar Jones.
Well, Perkins, I ain't much to say for the company you keep.
This is a frame-up.
Yeah?
Everything you said has been heard by these men, Perkins. The banker and several others will have a lot to tell the voters in town between now and the next election on Friday.
Lanny, you muffed it. You tricked us into coming here. You
are. If Lanny was half smart, he would have turned you over to the law. He could have got reward money for it and held down the job of sheriff, and everyone would have thought he amounted to something. But ain't it funny? A man will never think there's a chance to get rich and stay honest if he's a crook at heart.
Well, you've got us. What are you going to do about it?
Do? Well, thunderation, Lanny Perkins, the jail ain't had company for a long time. Seems like that was the main reason the boys wanted a new sheriff. Well, maybe with the jail filled up, or you and your three crooked pals, the boys will hanker for me to keep the job. Now, ain't it a good thing the election is to come again?
I will still away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.